Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Secretary of State John Kerry says every aspect of this week's agreement to temporarily suspend hostilities in Syria has to be worked through with Russia and other parties to ensure it can be implemented. Terry Schultz reports Kerry says if Russia continues its airstrikes on the Syrian opposition, there will be no hope for a political solution.
A day after he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov helped broker a deal to halt hostilities temporarily in Syria, Secretary Kerry says there are intense talks ahead to agree on what are valid terrorist targets there. The U.S. and NATO say most Russian airstrikes have targeted opponents of the Syrian regime, not Islamic State, as Moscow claims. Kerry says Russia must stop attacking the legitimate Syrian opposition for the new deal to stand a chance.
Obviously, if people who are ready to be part of the political process are being bombed, we're not going to have much of a conversation.
Kerry also warns if a political solution is not found, more desperate Syrians will respond to what he terms the call to jihad. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Meanwhile, Syrian State TV is reporting the Syrian army has retaken a strategic village near Aleppo, part of the government's effort to encircle and recapture rebel-held areas of Syria's largest city. Organized labor in the U.S. is facing a setback. West Virginia has become the 26th state to pass a right-to-work law. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Ashton Morrow reports Republican state lawmakers have easily overridden a gubernatorial veto of the bill.
Democratic Governor Earl Ray Tomlin vetoed the union-opposed measure Thursday, but in West Virginia, it takes only a simple majority vote to override that decision. Republicans hold that majority in both the state's House of Delegates and Senate. The measure makes it illegal for a worker to be fired for refusing to join a union or refusing to pay union dues or fees, something labor leaders in the state say will hurt their groups financially. Republican Senate President Bill Cole maintains the bill is not part of a war on unions.
I think it'll force the unions to offer a better product. I mean, they have to sell themselves now rather than just being able to hide behind, if you want a job here, you got to be a member and you got to pay dues.
The law will take effect in mid-May. For NPR News, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill warning for nearly all of New England. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warns the cold is dangerous and winds are making it even more so.
We're expecting sustained winds of 25 to 30 miles per hour today, with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. So on top of the extreme cold, we have wind that really will affect everyone who's outside.
Some areas of New England could feel as cold as 40 degrees below zero. This is NPR News. 220,000 soldiers are fanning out across Brazil to raise awareness about the mosquito that's linked to the Zika virus. The World Health Organization is warning a neurological disorder linked to Zika is rising in Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Suriname, and Venezuela. Colombian officials said today more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with Zika. Hawaii's governor has declared a state of emergency to fight illnesses carried by mosquitoes. The Zika virus is one concern, and Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports dengue fever is another.
More than 250 cases of dengue fever have been reported on the Big Island of Hawaii. The same kind of mosquitoes that carry dengue can also carry the Zika virus, although there have been no locally transmitted cases of Zika in Hawaii. State officials say there's no reason for visitors to stay away. Governor David Ige's emergency declaration will lead to new staffing at the Department of Health. A December report from the Centers for Disease Control pointed out that Hawaii's mosquito control personnel were slashed by more than half in recent years because of budget cuts. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
The six remaining Republican presidential contenders are preparing for a debate tonight in Greenville, South Carolina. Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump will be on stage. Sponsored by CBS News, it comes a week before South Carolina's GOP primary. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.